AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Happy 239th birthday, America. They've been celebrating in the nation's capital, earlier with a parade, and now a big concert is underway on the National Mall. On and off rain dampening things a bit, though. People are huddled under umbrellas around the National Monument, wondering if they'll get to see some fireworks tonight. National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke says they could be rained out elsewhere in the country, too.
The most widespread rainfall this evening is going to be in parts of the south, from Louisiana through southern Mississippi and central and southern Alabama.
Rain has canceled an annual barbecue for military vets at the White House. There's progress on one of the most contentious issues in negotiations on Iran's nuclear program. AP correspondent Bradley Clapper reports.
Diplomats have indicated that the United States and other world powers have agreed tentatively on a major part of that deal, which would concern the sanctions that would be relieved from Iran as part of an agreement.
The draft document detailing sanctions relief was written by technical experts and still needs approval from Secretary of State John Kerry and other top officials. People in Greece are getting set to decide whether to accept creditors' proposals for more austerity in exchange for rescue loans, a bailout referendum vote set for tomorrow. Political science expert Sais Kalivas.
If the yes vote wins, we're still in very, very difficult situation, in deep waters, but at least there is a prospect for political change in Greece and perhaps a better deal with the European Union.
Greece's Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras is urging voters to reject the deal. This is AP Radio News. A year after legalizing marijuana sales, Washington State is tweaking its pot market as tax revenues soar past expectations.
Other states watching Washington and Colorado, the first state to legalize sales, won't miss the revenue flowing into their treasuries. So far, total tax revenues in Washington State top $70 million. Kevin Oliver is a marijuana reform activist there.
The success of Washington isn't because people are making money selling pot. The success is because the state is getting revenues that are going to socially responsible programs.
Oliver is also a pot farmer. He says growers, processors, and retailers have yet to prosper because of high taxes, but their complaints have resulted in the state cutting its three-level excise tax on pot to a single 37% tax. I'm Martin DeCaro.
Diana Douglas, the first wife of Kirk Douglas and mother of Michael Douglas, has died in L.A. She was 92 years old. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.
Saving money on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. We have a huge selection of concrete and mortar mixes, from setting a post or pouring a walkway to installing concrete block or natural stone. We've got the mix you need in stock today. View our entire selection of concrete mixes and supplies in store and on Menards.com. Plus, check out the weekly flyer for more great deals happening now.
Save big.